Forgotten you on tape.
Well, that's fine.
Twice I've forgotten to turn it on. So you can deny everything again, can't you? Okay, here's our next question. Must a teenage Christian date only another Christian? Or is it permissible to date someone who is not a member of the church? Must a teenage Christian date only another Christian? Or is it permissible to date someone who is not a member of the church?
Back in Genesis 24, when Abraham was concerned about Isaac and said, I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. That also is stated in Genesis, the 28th chapter. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because so many times the ones you go with, if you're not real careful, they'll be the ones you'll marry. God was quite concerned about his people from the time of Abraham and all through the Mosaic dispensation about who they married. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And of course, in the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 7 and verse 3, we find, neither shalt thou make marriages with them in Canaan, thy daughter, that thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. I realize this is Old Testament, but I think all of us know that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. And certainly I think all of us can learn from the Old Testament scriptures that the association that many of the children of Israel had with the pagan people and with the heathen people was their downfall. And it did cause a lot of difficulty and cause them to commit many sins against God. In the New Testament, we find in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications or evil associations corrupt good manners. We all know that sometimes if a young person who's a Christian would date a person who's not a Christian, and certainly sometimes very worldly, I have known of young people who have associated with young people who were very ungodly, and it influenced them. And it caused them to stumble. And sometimes they've made the terrible mistake of marrying them. I remember a good friend of mine out in California who may have been too strict. I'm not saying you can't date them, but I do know that it's dangerous. I can remember back when I was a boy and when I was a teenager. I don't know, I just didn't have a whole lot in common with people that were not members of the church. But I tried every now and then, and not very often. I'm glad I didn't. I found one that has meant so much to me. But he used to make the statement, Brother Gravely, that you shouldn't go with anybody you couldn't marry. I don't know how true that is, but I know one thing. If you start going with somebody that you can't really have much in common with them, and a person who's a devout child of God ought to be concerned about going with people that have the same interest. I had a nephew one time that his mother asked him why he didn't go with a certain girl, and she just thought that she would be perfect for him. And she just said, well, I just believe she'd make a wonderful wife. Well, her mother didn't know. In this world, this girl was a member of the church. And finally, my nephew told my sister-in-law, mother, she doesn't want to go to heaven. And I want to marry a girl. I want to go with a girl that'll help me go to heaven. And I believe as long as you'll follow that little rule, make sure you go with people that love the Lord and that have the same goal of someday spending eternity with the Lord.
Okay, another question. What does God consider proper dress during the worship period? What does God consider proper dress during the worship period? I can tell you one thing, Brother Haley didn't consider those green pants this morning very proper dress. I'm kidding a little bit. Who wants to answer that one?
Modest. I think that can be answered with one word, really. And not only when we go to worship, and of course I realize that they're different, there's appropriate dress for different things. And I don't know what all the person may have had in mind who asked that question, but I would like to simply refer to the scriptures from the standpoint of modesty and the teaching with regard to lasciviousness and immodest dress. And suggestive dress is classed right along with many other activities and many other things, even words that we say, that are a part of this overall sin of lasciviousness that is condemned in Galatians, the 5th chapter. But in addition to the modest question, I would say that when we attend the services of the church, we should be aware. I believe that we should use good judgment, and I'm putting it in that realm. I'm not saying it's something that God demands. But we should use good judgment as to the type of clothing that we wear. I know that a number of years ago, there was quite a flap, quite a controversy among our brethren about, in some places, especially about women wearing so many slacks and pantsuits when pantsuits were popular into the worship services. And there was a lot of different attitudes about that. I really never did have so much trouble with nice clothing of that type. That wasn't the problem. But in some places where I went to hold meetings where that became the practice during the week, in the meeting during the week, some of the dress that was worn by the people in that congregation was the kind of dress that you would have expected them to wear at some sort of social function or a ball game or going to a picnic or something of that sort. And as I said, I'm not saying that there's any hard and fast rules with regard to that. But I believe that we ought to be aware of and use good judgment in giving the Lord our best when we come to worship God. Dee?
Okay, one more question, and I guess we're going to have to. I've got a bunch of them. Doesn't look like we're going to get to all of them. Please discuss the scripture that tells children to obey their parents in the Lord. What specifically does "in the Lord" have reference to? Please discuss the scripture that tells children to obey their parents in the Lord. What specifically does "in the Lord" have reference to?
Do you ever said a word?
I'm off. I finished.
Come on, you can answer that.
Please discuss the scripture that tells children to obey their parents in the Lord. I don't know what that means. But I'll tell you what it does not mean. It does not mean that children have the right to do whatever they want to do. And most of the time when that question is asked, somebody is trying to get out of some responsibility that has been assigned to them by some parent that they just don't agree with. Or they want to find some way to hedge the rule. I'm not sure when he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord," I'm not sure that he is saying that if they're Christians, that "in the Lord" sometimes is used to mean if they're Christians. I don't think that's what that's saying. I think that any person who understands the general idea of honoring your father and mother can answer that question without any difficulty at all. What it's saying is that you should obey your parents in so long as your parents' enjoinders and restrictions, etc., are in accordance with what God's commandments state. and you cannot honor your father and mother any other way. You should obey your parents as long as what they say is consistent with the will of God. Now, nobody is charged with the responsibility of keeping a commandment that is inconsistent with what is considered to be biblically moral. And so we must understand that that's the case. But I believe that what the scripture is saying is that you should always do what's right with your parents, so long as you understand that they have your best interests at heart and that you understand that what they're trying to do is to help you go to heaven when you die. Godly parents are the finest things you can have. You should give them the benefit of the doubt if you're younger and do what they tell you to do so long as you can understand that what they've enjoined upon you is consistent with the word of the Lord.
Somebody else may want.